What is a self-help or self-study book that you recommend the listeners read?
So the book that I've read this past year that was an absolute game changer for me is called The Perfectionist Guide to Losing Control. And it's by Catherine Scheffler. And it literally blows some of the myths and things that we have thought of out of the water. I don't want to give it away, but it is worth every page of reading. It is one of the best books I have read in a long time.
Wow,
Especially
that's
and making, I'm sorry to interrupt. And so like that being a perfectionist is not a bad thing, because we always hear I'm a recovering perfectionist. And I'm really into that we should love all parts of ourselves. And so she really reframes it that of being a perfectionist is a good thing. There's just a maladaptive and an adaptive way of doing it. And so she teaches you about that in the book. And what I love is that it's, again, a way of being able to love all parts of yourself.
yes, as someone who has identified as a perfectionist,
Me too.
that sounds like a great recommendation. Thank you. How about a product under $100 that you enjoy and would recommend?
I would have to say that, my CBD that helps me sleep on occasion. I no longer want to do Ambien. I mean, no, nothing against anybody who takes it, but for me, I was starting to feel hungover when I was taking it. And so, on occasion, sometimes I have trouble sleeping, and I get it from a place called Upstate Elevator. It's THC free. But it puts me right to sleep. I wake up refreshed, and it's just been a game changer for me as far as something to do to help myself go to sleep.
Wonderful. Tell me a pump up song that you've listened to recently, whether it's something you listen to when you work out or when you just need a little confidence mood booster.
I love Sia and the song Unstoppable. It just is so empowering and uplifting, and I love listening to it when I'm riding my bike. It just energizes me. I love her songs.
Yeah, she's got great music. I feel like she might be sober. I don't know if I mean, don't.
Oh, I don't know either.
We'll have to check the facts on that one, but I feel like I've read something about her. I also love her song, The Greatest.
Yes,
That's a very
yes.
good pump up
That's
too.
it's on my playlist as well.
So we've mentioned a self-help book. Any nonfiction books that we can pick up and just, have a little fun escape through?
Yes, I just finished reading not too long ago, Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garnes. And what I loved about the book is it's kind of this 50s feminist take on empowering women. And I just, the story is so captivating. You'll find yourself cheering for the characters in the book. And there are times of like emotion as well. But it just overall is this really wonderful book that is empowering for women.
Thank you so much. I'm going to take all these recommendations. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.